At the 2012 National Farm Machinery Show, I am visiting with Corinne. And Corinne, tell me what you do for this expo hall and facility that we're in here.
Well, Chuck, first of all, welcome to the 47th National Farm Machinery Show. I'm the Director of Expositions, and I work with the three shows that the Kentucky State Fair Board produces each and every year.
Well, it appears that the show this year is off to a great start. What are your thoughts?
I think so, too. The halls are full already this morning, and our staff, some of them had a little wait to get in to work this morning, so that's a good problem to have, really.
No, it absolutely is, and I think weather is certainly helping that here, and we'll hope for that to continue. Anything you might want to share in terms of, looking at this year's show, maybe comparing it to others? What's we always like to think of what's new? Anything that you might want to point out?
Well, first of all, I think you have to state the obvious, which is the farming community is very happy. Prices have been high. Farmers are making money, and they're here to buy equipment. And this is the place to come. The biggest and the best brands are here, as well as all of the smaller brands. And, we have a waiting list. We had folks yesterday still trying to get into the show. So that's we kind of have a reputation for that. And we also bring record numbers of people each and every year. So that's something I would like to highlight, and we feel very good about that. As far as new things for the show this year, we've introduced a mobile app, and that's something that attendees can download to their phones to get more information about schedules, also about the equipment and where it's located throughout the facility.
How about in terms of what this show means, not only to the fair board, but to the local community area? It must have a pretty significant financial impact.
Absolutely. This is the largest trade show in this community each and every year. It has an economic impact of $21.5 million. And so that affects many people, and we're just fortunate to have it.
Well, besides the farm machinery show and all the equipment that's displayed here, you once again have the National Championship Tractor Pull, which goes each night as well. And I know that that's in its 44th year. So I guess looking forward to another big crowd and show for that as well.
That's right. We'll sell close to 75,000 tickets for the five pulls. That pull started in 1969 with just one pull, and as it sold out and popularity grew, obviously we had to add more sessions, and we do very well with that. And it's really a nice complement to the National Farm Machinery Show. It's an entertainment attraction, and people who come here can come out and check out the equipment and the educational seminars, and then if they want, they can purchase tickets to go to the pool each night.
Well, I've just noticed in my years here that even first thing in the morning, you can see those tractor pull aficionados here, as a friend of mine would say, getting themselves womped up to come to the pool at night.
Well, for many people, this is their vacation, and we're glad that they've got a venue where they can come and see old friends and reconnect, and they look forward to it each year.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're so happy to be here, and really appreciate you and FMC, who is the sponsor for the media room, that is just a great place for us to work out of. That's just been a welcome thing for those of us who try to come here every year. So here from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.